Patanjali is the father of yoga, who is the one who wrote the Yoga Sutras, very short sutras. Sutra means aphorisms, and where he will explain everything within a word, with two words, three words, four words, not more than that. It is so tightly packed, and unless there is a guru, it is very difficult to understand. They are all geared to one thing, and that is to develop super mind. But to be thought-free is yoga. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. Yoga is stopping the mind, not just physical exercise. Physical exercise is also yoga, but it is called hatha yoga. There are three, four steps I will talk a little bit. Patanjali is yoga, Ashtanga yoga, yama and niyama, what to do and what not to do. And then there is asanas, which you also know, the physical postures, which you do your hatha yoga. And go to the most important step is pranayama. Pranayama is not simply breathing exercise, no. It has to do with prana, the life force, which is more than oxygen. Oxygen contains prana, but the true pranayama that I will teach is more enriched than you can get in the yoga tradition of Patanjali. I will also teach the real prana, and then also relate prana to pranava, which is the sound om. To prana is the life force, which is not oxygen, and that rises from the muladhara, which is the base chakra or the root chakra, and then from there it directly goes through the spinal column and then goes into the third eye. And when that goes into the third eye opens, and from there it goes to the, you know, to the crown chakra. So you can close your eyes and then imagine you that happening. Even within, just imagine a ray of light, which is prana, goes through the chakras in the spine and then goes into the third eye, which is in between the two eyebrows, right in the brain, and then goes up and then fills the entire brain. And then that's it. You know, you can see how it works within a few seconds. The truth is, even if you do it in the shortest period of time, the highest will be experience. If you can do this like time that they usually in yoga, they say the time taken to pierce a rose petal with a needle. I would say it in modern times in femtoseconds, which is a quarter length of a second. Even if you are walking, you can do this, raise the kundalini. The pranayama is also a kundalini yoga too. The most important part of these eight steps, which is dharana, dhyana, samadhi, and samyama. And these are the most important steps, you know, which probably will take forever to learn. But there are, you know, you, who knows, some of you are more evolved than anyone else. And that's why you are here. God bless.